Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting second, the second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Al Gallagher. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Carruthers. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Don Carruthers. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball four. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Staub scores. Jones moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jones scores. Grote moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox strikes out. Two outs. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carruthers strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote is walked intentionally. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gentry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee who is chasing the ball. Bonds reaches third base with a triple. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson is hit by the pitch. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Bonds scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maddox. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Maddox steals second. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader is called out on strikes. One out. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carruthers is 0 for 1 in the game. Carruthers strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Spear takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spear. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Spear steals second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Carruthers covering, for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fregosi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gentry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman fields the ball and throws to Carruthers covering. Safe. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 3 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into left field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Maddox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Barr now pitching. Chris Arnold now playing third base. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Agee reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to third. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The slide. Rader applies the tag. Agee is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ted Martinez now playing second base. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Spear hits a pop-up towards third. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground into left field. Maddox picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Maddox. Cranepool goes all the way around to score. Grote moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Mets. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gentry strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee, who is chasing the ball. Bonds reaches third base with a triple. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonds tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Mets. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.